Rob Tanner is soccer writer and Leicester City editor for the Leicester Mercury. And Rob Tanner joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Rob, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem.
I'm not even going to begin to try to imagine what the week has been like for people covering this team, let alone people who are fans of this team. I'll ask you this, though, a question that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would have asked initially. Is it the right thing to do to play this match on Saturday?
If this game had been at home, I would say absolutely not. I think it would have been too early. The emotions are still all very raw. I think when they play Burnley at the King Power Stadium next week, it's going to be a highly charged emotional event. It's the scene of the tragedy as well. So I think if it had been at home, it would have been very, very difficult to do so. But the fact this game is away, it gives the players an opportunity to get back out on the pitch, take that first step towards the healing process, because the longer you leave it, the more difficult it could be. And Jamie Vardy, the striker, has done some interviews this morning, and he stated that though all the players felt that Vichai would have wanted them to play as well, because it's what he loved to see them do. It's why he got involved in football, why he bought Leicester City in 2010, and they feel that they're ready to go out and they want to do the memory of Vichai proud with a performance at Cardiff that says that you know, they miss their chairman. They love the chairman, but they life has to go on.
You know, Rob, watching some of the footage, I listened a little bit to TalkSport when I was driving in today. They had a caller on, a Leicester City fan who's driving up to Cardiff. Or I should say going, I think he said he's driving up to Cardiff. He's going up to Cardiff with his father. You know, they've been Leicester City season ticket holders for a long time. I mean, he broke down in the air. And it occurred to me as I was watching this footage and hearing some of the commentary, yeah, every loss is a personal loss to somebody and in some ways, but it really does seem as if this is just a really deep personal loss, not just for the players and the people around the team, but for the fans and for the city. Can you tell us a little bit about Vichai and the impact he had on Leicester City, the city itself, as well as the football club?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a unique owner in many ways, because in English football, we've had so many overseas ownership. It's become a global league, and a lot of them have gone awry. A lot of them have not been successful. And a lot of the owners have not honoured the traditions and the heritage of the club. And the clubs are so ingrained into their communities. So they really do need respecting. But what Vichai did when he came in 2010, and I have to stress, none of us knew much about him or his business and what he did. And we all had the same fears that this could end up the same way as Birmingham City and several other clubs that have had problems. I mean, Cardiff City, Vincent Tan changed the colours of the club. The club, the fans are known as the Bluebirds, and he changed the colour of the kit to red because he thought it was a lucky colour. So we had these examples. But what we've seen over the years is just an utter respect for Leicester City, for its heritage, for what it means to the community. And it isn't just the investment in the football club that we've seen in terms of the millions that have been pumped in to generate the ground, the squad, the training ground. He's pumped millions into the local community as well in terms of donations to local hospitals, millions of pounds. They have a Foxes Foundation, which raises money for local charities, hospices, around the county as well, and they raise so much money for it. So even if you're not a Leicester City fan, even if you're not a football fan, but living in Leicestershire, there's a good chance that you've been affected in some way by something Vichai has done in that community.
You know, we're in conversation with Rob Tanner, soccer writer and Leicester City editor for the Leicester Mercury. I was also, you know, the part of the story that really kind of grabbed me as well was the fact that when this helicopter accident happened, I mean, it literally happened. It happened in the shadow of the stadium, did it not? And that actually some of the players, I believe at least a couple of players were still there when the helicopter went down. You know, at least that's my understanding of the situation.
Yeah, after every game, and I've seen it many, many times, the helicopter lands on the centre circle of the pitch and Vichai and his guests leave, because it's a practical thing as well, because he's got a lot of business to attend to in Thailand. So it's a half an hour helicopter flight from Leicester to Luton Airport so he can get back to Thailand, or he's got a home in London. And we've seen this helicopter land and take off so many times. On this occasion, it was about just over an hour after the final whistle of the West Ham game. Vichai and a couple of his associates jumped into the helicopter. It took off and there was a terrible catastrophe. There was still a lot of people in the ground, including players. Kasper Schmeichel ran outside, the goalkeeper ran outside as well to see what he could do, and was just numb with what he saw because the helicopter landed in a bit of wasteland, which is just behind the official club car park, which is used for overspill car park. I mean, it could have been so much more of a catastrophe if the helicopter hadn't landed where it had, because there's around the stadium, it's quite built up. There's a hotel, there's a power station. There would have been fans still milling around because there's some bars near the ground as well. But it was just either a miracle or fantastic heroism by the pilot that this helicopter didn't land there. And but it was an awful sight for everybody who was in the ground still. All of his associates, all the people that had worked with Vichai and the people that were with him. And, yeah, it was just a truly terrible sign.
So what happens to the ownership of the team now? I know his son is, I believe, appears to be an equally popular person. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if he's cut from the same cloth as his father is, but does he carry on as chairman? And is there, you know, this is obviously not in the forefront of anybody's mind right now, but is there any concern about the long-term future of this ownership group?
Well, Iowat has issued a statement. That's his son, Iowat, has issued a statement vowing to carry on the work of his father to fulfill the vision that he had to have Leicester City challenging at the top with the elite of the Premier League on a consistent basis. We've already had the remarkable achievement of the Premier League title success and a Champions League adventure. And this is a club that in its history had never won anything, really. Had won three league cups. It hadn't really won a major title or a trophy. And then these guys come along and it's just an incredible story. But he's vowed to carry on, and I think he'll be even more determined. But he is a young man and he's going to need a lot of support, and he's got a lot of good staff around him as well. So I think initially fans would be worried about what the future might hold now for Leicester City. Is this the end of that era? But Iowat has vowed that he'll ensure that the good work continues.
Rob, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Take care.